Shalom, this is Stefan Yah for you here on YahvahYahweh.name, and we'll be reading from the book of Hosea today, and using the King James with the corrections that we make from the common words, and also from the Tree of Life version. And permission to read that is given as long as we don't read over 250 scriptures. So let's see if we can get up there to 250. But first of all, I'd like to go to Tehillim or Mizmor or Psalms 119. That's Psalm 119, verse 98, starting at 97 there. Oh, how love I thy law. So David is agreeing here with Paul, or actually it's the other way around. Paul agrees with David, who wrote this. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, or more than the teachers, because I keep thy precepts. I've refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. David speaking to the Most High, to Yahweh the Father. Verse 102 and 3. 4. I have not departed from thy judgments, or privileges, or ordinances, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. And verse 105. Under the letter Nun, the Hebrew letter, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Shalom. It is a privilege to be ministering today in Yahweh on the Sabbath day, and just incidentally a day before Purim, and in the book of Hosea, chapter 1. Now, 1 verse 1, the word of Yahweh that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of Yahweh by Hosea. And Yahweh said unto Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land has committed great whoredoms, departing from Yahweh. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And Yahweh said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdoms of the house of Israel. You know, we need to read all the scriptures that have to do with this particular subject. And you could do that research on your own if you haven't done that already. Verse 5, it shall come to pass at that day, I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And then she conceived again, and bare a daughter. And Yahweh said unto him, call her name Loruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. And I will have mercy upon the house of Yehuda, and will save them by Yahweh their Elohim, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, not by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Loruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said Yahweh, call his name Lo am I, for you are not my people. Now that's Lo am I, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. And verse number 10, at least in the King James here, and the numbering is different in your Tree of Life version, the TLV. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. So see, we need to read all the scriptures that had to do with that subject. First he said there, you will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And then we look in many, many other places, and we began to see the harmony and where Yahweh was going with all of that. He said, where it is written, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. Then the children of Yehuda and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel or Yezreel. And then chapter 2, and I'm going to move down toward verse 13 or 14, depending upon which version you have. But starting at verse 1, say you unto your brethren, Amai. Having a little problem here in the darkness, I guess. Amai, and to your sisters, Ruhamah, or that name there, Ruhamah, pitied and loved, obtained mercy. Pity and love, obtain mercy. So say unto your brethren, Amai, and to your sisters, Ruhamah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms. And then I'll skip down. And verse 7, and she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but she shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore I will return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now I will discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And then if we look at the rest of the story in chapter 12, we see that Yahweh is indeed establishing the feast with them and with us eternally in chapter 12, verse 9. He's not doing away with the feast days in that all with one breath, all with one verse in that chapter 2, verse 11 of Hosea. In fact, let's look at the Tree of Life version now, and I'll back up here a little bit. I'm going to just back up a little bit here. And it says, verse 12, so now I will uncover her lewdness to the eyes of her lovers, and no one will rescue her from my hand. I will also put an end to all her rejoicing, her feasts, her new moon, her Shabbat, and all her Moedim. And I will also devastate her vines and her fig trees, of which she said, these are my payment that my lovers have given to me. But I will turn them into a thicket, and beasts of the field will devour them. Then I will punish her for the days of the Balaam, to whom she would burn incense, adorning herself with her rings and jewelry, going after her lovers. But me she forgot. It is a declaration of, and then I'll change that Adonai word there properly back to Yahweh. If we looked up most of these references here where the word Adonai is used in the Tree of Life, that should be Yahweh. There's only a couple that are actually will remain as Adonai. And I don't think we'll run into those today. So that was the end of the reading of Hosea chapter 2. In verse 16, then, so then I myself will entice her, I will bring her into the wilderness and speak to her heart. I will give her back her vineyards from there and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. She will respond there as in the days of her youth, as in the day she came up out of the land of Egypt. Or in some Hebrew versions, Mitzrayim, the Hebrew word. In that day is a declaration of Yahweh, and will proclaim, my husband, never again call me my Baal. Then I will remove the names of the Balaam out of her mouth, no longer to be mentioned by their name. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, the flying creatures in the sky, and the creeping things in the ground, and will break into pieces the bow and the sword, and warfare from the land, and I will cause them to lie down securely. And I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me with righteousness, justice, covenant, loyalty, and compassion. I will betroth you to me with faithfulness, and you will know Yahweh. So Yahweh is speaking here. The Father is speaking in verse 22 of the Tree of Life version. I'll betroth you to me with faithfulness, and you will know Yahweh. It'll be at that day. I will respond It is a declaration of Yahweh. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth. And the earth will respond with grain, new wine, and fresh oil, and they will respond with Jezreel. And I will sow her in the land for myself. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yes, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. That's righteousness, judgment, loving kindness, and mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know Yahweh. And it shall come to pass, in that day I will hear, saith Yahweh. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil. And they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy, and will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my Elohim. Then if you go on there to read chapter 3 in your own studies, and remember that this law that the Almighty Yahweh has given to us, and his statutes and his judgments, are broken down into some categories. This is real brief now, but the Ten Commandments, including the statutes and judgments, broken down into these categories. Civil authority. Secondly, citizens and aliens. Thirdly, civil justice. So that's civil authority, citizens and aliens, civil justice, or civil authority, civil justice, and then citizens and aliens. Laws about taxation and welfare, of national defense, foreign policy. Very, very few, if any, should be done away with. Okay, foreign policy. Then also laws about family life, health laws, parental authority, or a different synonym for authority, parental power or parental ability, parental influence, parental clout, parental say-so, parental last word. And also there are laws about life and death, homicide, and murder, and those laws we certainly wouldn't want to depart from and say that we are no longer subject to those laws. Yes, the carnal mind is not subject to the Torah, to the law of Yahweh. Neither indeed can be. Romans 8:7. Last but not least, the worship laws. Worship laws about when we are to worship him on the Sabbath and new moons. We can worship him all the time, but specifically put down any kind of secular labor or thoughts or activities, put them down and away and out of our sight and out of our mind during Yahweh's Sabbaths, new moons, and feast days. See Isaiah 66, verses 22 and 23. See Hebrews in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 4, and many other. There's 30 citations at least, from the book of Acts to the book of the Revelation, about Yahweh's rest days, about those, what they call Jewish Old Testament rest days. Over 30 of them. Isn't that something, huh? I find that very interesting. Then back to our study of Hosea. So that was a parenthetical side trip and detour rabbit trail for you. Hosea chapter 4. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel, for Yahweh had a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land. And we see there in Micah, from the Tree of Life version, Micah chapter 6, hear what Yahweh is saying. Arise, contend with the mountain, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear Yahweh's dispute, O mountains, the enduring foundations of the earth, for Yahweh has a dispute with his people, and he will argue his case with Yisrael. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. And then down at verse 7, will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or with the tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. So that was in Micah chapter 6, then back to Hosea. I see, we left off in verse 1. Hear the word of Yahweh, you children of Israel. Yahweh has a controversy. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahweh in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwells thereof shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Or the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. Let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with a priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fail with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the Torah, or in the King James, the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their doings, or for their ways, and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to Yahweh. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, or at the stones and stocks. And their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their Elohim. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish, so that's a prophecy there. He's not commanding them to do this. He's saying, what's going to happen? Your spouses shall commit adultery, and I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that does not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not you into Gilgal, neither go you up to Beth Haven, nor swear, Yahweh liveth. And that word, the Lord there in the King James, is actually Yahweh, YHVH, or Hebrew word 3068, and it's not Lord or Adonai, it's Yahweh. So, let them go up to Beth Haven, to swear, Yahweh liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now Yahweh will feed them as a lamb in a large place. So I don't think I read that correctly. Come not you into Gilgal, neither go you up to Beth Haven, nor swear, Yahweh liveth. So do not swear, Yahweh liveth, or we have Yahweh with us. We are in his blessing, and he's giving us, condoning everything we do. No, he's not doing that at all for those of us who are into such rebellion and rebellious peoples, into idolatry, not into willing obedience of the heart. For Israel slides back as a backsliding heifer. Now Yahweh will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink is sour, they have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give you. So they do love in the Tree of Life version. Israel is stubborn like a stubborn cow. Now Yahweh will pasture them like a lamb in the open field. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their liquor has come to an end. They surely have practiced prostitution. Her rulers have deeply loved disgrace. A wind will wrap her up in its wings, and they will be ashamed of their offerings. That's completing the reading of Yahweh's word, Hosea chapter 4. And quoting that famous verse there in verse 4, chapter 4, 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And they have forsaken the law of Yahweh. I will also forget thy children. And in the Tree of Life versions, let's see if I can pick that up here. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Since you rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my Kohen. Since you forgot the Torah of your Yahweh, or Elohim, just so I will forget your children. And why are there, why is he telling us in such a scolding manner all of these things? We've been reading such terrible things. Isn't there anything uplifting in here? Yes, we read about that. He's going to bring a blessing. That he's going to feed us as a lamb in a large place. Yes, with thousands of hills and wonderful creations of grass and prosperity. Yes, that will come. But first of all, we have to line up. We have to line up with Yahweh's word and obey him. And I suspect that we're halfway doing that. We're half-heartedly obeying Yahweh, but we have to go all the way with Yahweh. You know, we're not just going to get that carte blanche blessing just by walking in our own way, in our own heart. You know, the scripture says that every man did that which was right in his own mind. And that we think, possibly, that we can just worship him whenever we feel like it. Well, that's true, but in particular, we have to worship him in the time and the way and the manner in which he asks us to do that. As his espoused bride, we need to prepare and have our lamps ready and have the Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, living in our lives. And for the choir, it doesn't go without saying, we have to be reminded of that. The choir and all of us need to know that we have to keep following Yahweh and make an effort. And Yahweh said in Matthew 5:48, to become perfect even as my Heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. So we'll go off to Hosea chapter 5, and starting out in the King James in verse 1, and then moving down. So Hosea chapter 5, and making the necessary corrections back to more to the original. In other words, taking out the Lord's and the Adonai's and restoring them back to the original that they should be. Hear you this, O priests, and hearken, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of King of the King, for judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. And then we're going to go to Hosea chapter 5 in the Tree of Life, the Tree of Life version, the TLV. And it says, hear this, O priests, pay attention, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king, for the judgment applies to you, for you were a snare at Mizpah and a net spreader on Tabor. Rebels were deep in the slaughter, so I am chastisement for them all. I myself have known Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, Ephraim, you are a prostitute. Israel is defiled. They will not give up their evil deeds to return to their Elohim, for a spirit of prostitution is in them, and Yahweh they have not known. And that should be the end of verse 4 there, where it says in the King James, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known Yahweh. Then verse 5, back to the TLV. And it says, the pride of Israel will answer to his face. Israel and Ephraim will stagger in their iniquity. Judah also will stumble with them, with their flocks and with their herds. They will go to seek Yahweh. They will go to seek Yahweh, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them. They have betrayed Yahweh, for they have begotten, and in the King James, they have begotten strange children, it says. And it also continues, now shall a month devour them with their portions. A month shall devour them with their portions. But back to the TLD, it says there, he has withdrawn from them. They have betrayed Yahweh, for they have begotten foreign children. Now the new moon will devour them with their portions. So that makes a good correction there. Blow you the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Beth Haven after thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah were like them that removed the bound. And in the TLV, the princes of Judah were like those who move a boundary mark. I pour out my fury on them like water. Oppressed is Ephraim, crushed by judgment, for he willingly followed a worthless thing. So I will be like a moth to Ephraim, and like decay to the house of Judah. And verse 12 there, I will be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. And then verse 13, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his wound, Ephraim went to Assyria and sent envoys to a warring king, W-A-R-R-I-N-G, a warring king, there you go. But he cannot heal you, nor will he cure your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will carry off, and nobody will rescue. I'll go and return to my place until they admit their guilt. Then they will seek my face in their distress. They will seek me earnestly. In Hosea now, chapter 6. And let's take this slowly now in the first two verses. Come, let us return to Yahweh, for he is torn, but he will heal us. He is smitten, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, and we will live in his presence. I like how the King James does that. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. So it's been 2,000 years, one day with Yahweh is as 1,000 years to us in our time period. So that would be 2 days, representing 2,000 years since the death, burial, and resurrection of Yahushua Messiah. After 2 days, will he revive us? And the third day, he will raise us up. So in the 3,000th year from his death, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. So that time is coming within our lifetime, and approximately 2033, if I am correct, and my estimation and understanding of that scripture there. Also see Joel 2:23. Verse 3, then shall we know, if we follow on to know Yahweh, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Or like dawn, his going forth is certain. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter rain, watering the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do? What shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goes away. Therefore have I healed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goes forth. 6 verse 6 now. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yahweh I desired more than burnt offerings. See also Matthew chapter 12. But they like men, or they like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity and is polluted with blood, and as troops of robbers wait for a man, So the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Last verse now. Also, O Judah, he has set a harvest for thee when I returned the captivity of my people. And let's see what the TLV does on that one. And maybe I'll give the address at the end of the broadcast. Judah, there is a harvest for you when I return my people from captivity. And as a quick break, we are getting ready for Passover. And tonight, in this last month of the year, we're seeing a full moon, and we're about a month away now from the Passover. We want to be unleavened and get ready for that feast, the feast of all feasts, the feast of Pesach or Passover. And we should, of course, be not only prepared in that way of unleavening our lives and our homes and our houses and all, and automobiles, but also to be in proper spirit and with proper apparel. It's for a worship leader, for a song leader to be up in front with his hands in his Levi's and, you know, no Hebrew apparel. Where's the beard? Yeah, where's anything, you know? Well, at least he does have that. He's got some apparel, but it's not, it's strange apparel. And Yahweh says that he wants us to be prepared and come before him and, you know, dress up. Wear the tzitzis. Deuteronomy chapter 22. Let's have the tokens of our virginity, of our spiritual virginity, on all of us now when the feast is there. Let's at least do it during that time. But certainly to bring some national leader from out and bring him in, and they're not even presentable. That just doesn't seem to fit. Wouldn't be interested. Hosea chapter 7 now, as we begin in the study here about the book of Hosea. Verse 1, and Yahweh is speaking to us. He's speaking through the prophet Hosea to us. He's speaking, first of all, to Israel, to the 12 tribes. And so if you're not one of the 12 tribes, it still applies to you if you are a stranger, if you are being grafted in to Yahweh, to the good olive tree, through the Messiah, through his offering, and to make us righteous. Not a pseudo-righteousness, but a spirit-wrought, real righteousness, not a pretend righteousness. It says, when I would have healed Israel, when I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he has kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven while they lie in wait. Their baker sleeps all the night. In the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Here's Hosea chapter 7, verse 8. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. It's sort of like today's village, out of a hodgepodge of all sorts of beliefs. Ephraim, we are mixed, a mixture, a cake not turned, in other words, of mixture that has got all sort of pollutants in it that needs to be boiled out by the spirit of Yahweh, and going through tribulations, and then Yahweh is refining us in the refining fire of the spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. So let us not be mixed like Ephraim, or that if we be Ephraim, let us not be Ephraim. Let us be Yahweh's chosen people, the Messiah's chosen ones. Ephraim has mixed himself. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Yes, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows it not. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to Yahweh their Elohim, nor seek him for all of this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria for help. Let's go ahead to chapter 9, verse 15 for a moment. Chapter 9 in Hosea, talking about this love not thing. All we need is love, John Lennon once sang. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them for the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them out of my house, Yahweh says. I will drive them out. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Messiah just loves everybody. Come as you are. What kind of a gospel is that? Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up, they shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My Elohim will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the deserts. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit on. And then back to Hosea chapter 7. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria, Hosea 7:11, that was. Ephraim is a silly dove without heart, without the proper intent of heart. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of the heaven. I will chastise them as their congregation has heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They have not cried unto me with their heart when they howled upon their beds. They assemble themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt, or the land of sin, as that word Egypt there represents. And we need not to trust in our government, our nation, as much. You know, we don't need to trust in our leaders, no matter who they are or what they seem to promise. No, let us trust in Yahweh and what he promises. Let's put our trust in the one who is going to give us all eternity to reign with him and make us kings and priests in his house, and cause us to come to the altar and be able to praise him in his presence. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. Hosea chapter 8. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of Yahweh, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law, against my Torah. Israel shall cry unto me, my Yahweh, we know thee. Israel shall cry, quote, my Yahweh, we know thee, we know thee. Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They shall pursue us. They have set up kings, but not by me, Yahweh says. These leaders have not been set up by Yahweh. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them vials, I believe, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, thy calf has cast thee off. My anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? And it said in 8:11, because Ephraim has made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin. I have written to him the great things of my Torah, but they were counted as a strange thing. We turn on the radio station, listen to the religious radio station, And they count the law as a strange, a foreign thing. They say it's Jewish. If it were some other nationality, then it would be more important, I suppose. But since it's Jewish, they say, and they don't want the Jewish Messiah either. I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of my offerings and eat it, but Yahweh accepted them not. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Yahweh will visit them for their sins. For Israel has forgotten his Maker and builds temples, and Judah has multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. That was in chapter 8 of the book of Hosea. Here on YahvaYahweh.name. That's www.YahvaYahweh.name. And this has been section 1. And then in the 9th chapter, that is the next chapter of Hosea in the Old Testament. Hosea chapter 9, where it says in verse 1, "Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people, for thou hast gone whoring from thy Elohim. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt. They shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to Yahweh. Neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul shall not come into the house of Yahweh." And for their bread and for their soul shall not come into the house of Yahweh. "What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of Yahweh? For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up." Memphis, or Moph, M-O-P-H in the English letters. "Moph shall bury them, the pleasant places for their silver. Nettles shall possess them, thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitations are come," when Yahweh will send his enemies. "The days of visitation are come, the days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool, the spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my Elohim, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his Elohim." So there's the hate crimes here. No, upon the part of the transgressor, he is the one, or she is the one, with all those hateful thoughts, saying hateful things about Yahweh, about his word, about his people. But we need to be lovers of Yahweh. Lovers as a perfect, pure bride is preparing herself for the husbandman. And the great wedding feast is coming here. So 9, verse 9 of Hosea. "They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins." And in verse 14, "Give them, O Yahweh, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarried womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My Elohim will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him. They shall be wanderers among the nations." That's the reading of Hosea, chapter 9. And then we shall take another chapter here. We're going into another great chapter of prophecy written by Hosea the prophet. And under the unction and the anointing of Yahweh's Ruach HaKadosh. We hear Yahweh's words as they sink deep into our spirits, and with great conviction, we make resolution in our hearts to turn from sin, turn from our idolatrous ways, and to not have a mixture of all kinds of religions and beliefs, but have the one true faith, not of this church down the road or the Lion of Judah or this or that church here or there, but to be of Yahweh's people. And how do we know that? Just by reading the word of Yahweh. Hosea chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine. He brings forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he has increased the altars. According to the goodness of his land, they have made goodly images. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not Yahweh. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Their judgment springs up as a hemlock in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven. For the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejected on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall also be carried unto Assyria for a present to King Jareb. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Aven, A-V-E-N, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us. You could also read this in Revelation chapter 6. They say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood, the battle in Gibeah, against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is as a heifer that is taught, and loves to tread out the corn, but I passed upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to ride. Judah shall plow, and Jacob shall break his clods. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So that should be the scripture verse of the year there in Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves, and does that say about the same thing there? Okay, well, that's the same. There, okay. So remember that now. Hosea, maybe we'll put that up on the website. And there's also one about that Yahweh will bring war in 2 Chronicles. And the eyes of Yahweh are to and fro upon the earth would be the clue there. Hosea 10:12, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies. Because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitudes of thy mighty men. Oh yes, those wonderful mega churches, aren't they wonderful? But, you know, there's always some truth everywhere, isn't there? Therefore shall I tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalman spoiled Betharbel in the day of battle. Betharbel in the day of battle, the mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. Well, there's 14 chapters to Hosea. And, we just might be able to get through here. I'm calling this part two, but we're just coming up to about 1 hour of the program. So maybe in one program, we can at least get towards the end here. And the Feast of Tabernacles is coming up here in Hosea chapter 12. But also I see Passover in there. In 12 verse 5, even Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. Yahweh is his memorial. So we have Yahweh's memorial at Passover there, when we humble ourselves and wash one another's feet, and 1 Corinthians 5. So let's go to next to Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, with some more classic captions or verses there that you hear from time to time that will be good for memory and to rely on in times of trouble. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. So that's a messianic reference there. When Israel was a child, I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense to graven images. I taught Ephraim also to go, and taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. And, we need to walk the walk with Yahweh and speak his word in our spirits and meditate upon his word. You know, in other words, we speak the word of Yahweh to ourselves first, then we can speak to others. Now, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they had, that they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refuse to return, or they refuse to repent. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume the branches and devour them, because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give them up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver them, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboam? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am Yahweh, says in the King James G-O-D, for I am Elohim, more properly, or I am the Mighty One, and not man, the Pure One, the Kadosh One, in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after Yahweh, and he shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith Yahweh. Ephraim compassed me about with lies, and the house of Israel compassed me with deceit. But Judah, or Yehuda, yet ruleth with Yahweh, and is faithful with the saints. That was the reading of Hosea chapter 11. And now in this broadcast, or podcast, we go to Hosea chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. So we're always seeking these New Age religions and all of their techniques, getting into yoga. And following after the east wind, he daily increases lies and desolation. They do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh has also a controversy with Judah, and he will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings. Will he recompense him? He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with Yahweh. Yet he had power over the messenger and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, Yahweh is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to my Elohim, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on Yahweh continually. He is a merchant, the balances of deceit are in his hand, he loves to oppress. Sounds like we're speaking of Ephraim here in verse 1, was the subject, He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. But, and I that am Yahweh, and I that am Yahweh, thy Elohim from the land of Egypt, will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feasts. That refers back to Hosea chapter 2, verse 11, where he said he'll make a riddance of their feasts, the way that those people who were relying on their own customs were keeping the feasts improperly, where he said, I will cause her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts to cease. But up here, here's the rest of the story in 12, verse 9. And I will make them to dwell in tabernacles in the days of the solemn or wonderful feasts. I have also spoken by the prophets and have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the countryside of Syria. And Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Israel provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Yahweh, his Elohim, return unto him. That was the end of chapter 12 of the book of Hosea. Hosea 13. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. Or when he became guilty in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver, and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passes away, as the chaff that is driven with a wind and the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am Yahweh, thy Elohim from the land of Mitzrayim, and thou shalt know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Now, of course, this is the spokesman for Yahweh speaking, for no man has seen the Father nor heard his voice at any time, according to John. For there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard by the way will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, or her cubs, and will rent the caul of their heart. And there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes? I gave thee a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hidden. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long. He should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hidden from my eyes. See for 1 Corinthians 15. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of Yahweh shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she has rebelled against her Elohim. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Chapter 14. O Yisrael, return unto Yahweh thy Elohim, for thou hast fallen, or rather thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to Yahweh, say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips, or the offerings of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our Elohim, for in these the fatherless find mercy. I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel, he shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof, or the renown thereof, shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. And finally, chapter 14, verse 9, who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Who is prudent, and he shall know them? For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. That's the end of the book of Hosea in the so-called Old Testament. And we've been reading from the King James Version, along with the necessary revision, rather not a revision, but going back to the original, back to the Hebrew, to find the original meanings and the original words there, to restore Yahweh's name. And we've also been reading from the Tree of Life Version. You can learn more at www.treeoflifebible.org. That's treeoflifebible.org. The Messianic Jewish Family Bible Society. And we've only had to replace the word Adonai quite a few times there. Back to the correction that is right in the scroll, back in the Hebrew, and the underlying scripture, which was YHVH, Yahweh. And so that is it for today. We want to thank you very much, and drop in the email address here to email Stefan Yah. I am Stefan Yah here, who has been reading here through the scriptures for you for 10 years or so. And my email address is stefanyah@yahweh.name. That's stefanyah@yahweh.name. Our website is yahweh.name or yahwehnotyahweh.com. And we appreciate your input, and to find out what would make the program better for you concerning some of the mechanics, the presentation here, the sound of the program. And I'm not even concerned here if you make a comment about the style, for perhaps we can alter or improve that. We can enhance the style of the program. And we've been working at this very, very hard, and donating the energy and the time and the money to keep the program going, all at our own expense here. But we do appreciate very much, and the opportunity to be able to witness and to be able to share with you on this internet here program, and I look forward to hearing anything from you, okay? Anything that's constructive, and where we can work together and help one another. Not to tear down, such as they are doing with the government, the United States of America, that they perceive that he doesn't speak the same word about their liberty and their self this and self that, but that remains to be seen. But to work together and make things work, and not be wasting our time and having it all in vain because we just disagreed. But we want to agree as we read the word of Yahweh. It interprets itself. The scripture interprets itself. It's line upon line, here a little, there a little. As we know, we're to live by every word of Yahweh, every word that proceeds out of his mouth. And by the harmony of scripture, from cover to cover, as we ingest, or as we understand the scripture from Genesis or Bereshit to the Revelation, we come up with the proper idea, and the Spirit speaks to us expressly too of what Yahweh's word is. That it starts out the first place of mention in the Torah, and then it simply amplifies this truth throughout the scripture. It's not the Old Testament versus the New Testament. No, it's one. It's unity. Yahweh is one, as Moshiach is one with the Father. And we praise his name today, and we're looking forward to our redemption. Our salvation draws nigh, and we're working out our salvation with fear and trembling, and not just reading his word from cover to cover. We are consuming his word, and we're letting it just go down deep into our spirits as we enjoy the word of Yahweh together. And you know, that's the way it should be. Don't let the world encompass you with lies and traditions and all that, and the things of men out there, but draw near with the bands of love to Yahweh, and let him be your joy. Let him be the sovereign one, and the husband of the bride. That is you, the bride, as he comes. Yahweh, come quickly, and we lift up our breath to thee. Wait for our salvation from the King of Kings upon high, the one who is the commander, but the one who created it all, and the one who loves us above all. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yahweh gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's taken from the Yochanan chapter 3. So walk with the King today, and keep the truth. From Yahweh, Shalom.